Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: 1 dead, 10 injured in Kafue Road accident. IPAC urges government action over persistent network failures. And in international news, first Ghanaians set to be repatriated from South Africa over anti-immigrant protests.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. One person has died while 10 others have sustained serious injuries in a road accident that occurred yesterday along Great North Road in Kafue District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident occurred around 19 hours at Mhango Curve and involved a Toyota Hiace minibus, registration number AIE7650, driven by 36-year-old Mozendewa Hamapongo of Siavonga. Mr. Chilavi said the minibus was traveling from north to south with 11 passengers on board. Mr. Chilavi has added that the accident also involved an unregistered Toyota Land Cruiser driven by 31-year-old Justin Jervo of Chirundu, who was traveling in the opposite direction. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
During an investigation, it said that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Land Cruiser attempted to overtake at a curve and collided head-on with the Toyota Hiace minibus, which was traveling in its lane. As a result of the collision, an unidentified adult female passenger aged between 25 and 30 years sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead on arrival at Kafue General Hospital. Her body has been deposited in the Kafue District General Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examination. The driver of the Toyota Hiace sustained minor injuries. 10 passengers sustained serious injuries and have been admitted to Kafue District General Hospital, where they are currently receiving treatment. Police investigations into the accident have been instituted.
Zesco Limited has disclosed that between 15 and 21 May 2026, it recorded 21 vandalism cases with losses valued at 660,440 kwacha 39 ngwe and recoveries amounting to 100,395 kwacha 96 ngwe, resulting in a net loss of 560,044 kwacha 43 ngwe. Zesco Special Duties and Investigations Senior Manager Ben Mwanamakwa said such 6 suspects were arrested while 1 conviction was secured. He said of the reported cases, 16 involved vandalism, including 5 transformer vandalism cases. Mr. Mwanamakwa also said the Lusaka High Court has sentenced a man identified as James Mpemba to 14 years imprisonment with hard labor for vandalizing electricity infrastructure at Kabanana Mini Substation. He said the judgment sends a strong warning to vandals targeting national power assets. This is according to a statement issued by the Zesco Corporate Affairs Department. The Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center has called on government to take immediate action to address ongoing network failures that continue to disrupt communication and economic activity across the country. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Goma said these persistent issues are not only inconveniencing citizens but also undermining productivity, business operations and the broader economy. He has further challenged the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for failing to deliver consistent and reliable services. Ms. Ngoma said it is unacceptable that consumers and businesses continue to suffer from poor connectivity while providers face little to no scrutiny for failing to meet basic service standards.
As an institution, we urgently call upon the Minister of Science and Technology to take immediate and decisive action to resolve the ongoing network failures that continue to disrupt communication and economic activity across the nation. These persistent issues are not only inconveniencing citizens but also undermining productivity, business operations and the broader economy. We further challenge the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, to explain why network providers are not being held accountable for their failure to deliver consistent and reliable services.
The Pensions and Insurance Authority says insurance uptake in the country has increased from 6.2% in 2020 to 10.4% to date. Speaking during the 2026 FAD Inclusive Insurance Annual Conference, PIA Registrar and Chief Executive Officer Namakaon Tini has described the data as commendable, but stressed that access to financial services alone is not enough. Ms. Ntini said despite the progress recorded, millions of Zambians remain financially vulnerable, with many households still struggling with medical costs, old age security, climate shocks and loss of livelihoods.
Closer to home, insurance uptake has increased from 6.2%, as we heard from Mr. Mketo, in 2020 to 10.4%. While this is commendable growth, the findings also remind us that access alone is not enough. Millions of Zambians remain financially vulnerable. Many households still worry about medical costs, old age security, climate shocks, and really just the loss of livelihood. And therein lies the opportunity for the insurance industry to meet the needs of these people through innovative products that can help to mitigate.
Meanwhile, Ms. Ntini further noted that the recently released 2025 FinScope survey for Zambia shows that overall financial inclusion increased significantly from 69.4% in 2020 to 80.1% in 2025.
The results show that the overall financial inclusion increased significantly from 69.4% in 2020 to 80.1% in 2025. Particularly encouraging is the growth in rural inclusion, which rose from 55.9% to 72.5%, demonstrating that digital infrastructure and innovative financial delivery channels are increasing reaching previously underserved populations. So we can, as a sector, there is a very good case study to show that when we leverage technology, we can actually reach anyone.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Agriculture expert Oliver Vilaya has described the projected 2025-2026 national maize harvest as a historic breakthrough for the country's agricultural transformation agenda. Dr. Vilaya said this also signals a strong indicator of the country's growing resilience to climate-related shocks. He said the projected maize output of 4,937,605 metric tons, the highest in Zambia's history, demonstrates the positive impact of strategic investments in agriculture, climate adaptation and farmer support systems. However, Dr. Vilaya has cautioned that sustaining the current momentum will require long-term strategic investments and stronger collaboration among stakeholders across the agricultural value chain.
With this attainment, we need to look at how we should sustain these gains that we have attained as a country by ensuring that we continue embedding our agricultural systems on climate smart agriculture development, and ensure that we also promote issues of post-harvest management systems, storage infrastructure, agro-processing to add value to what we are producing, and also ensure that we provide a stable market system that provides cost-effective prices to our farmers.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. International news.
Ghanaian authorities are repatriating the first group of 800 citizens they say have registered to be flown home from South Africa this morning. The BBC saw dozens of buses chartered by the Ghanaian embassy dropping off passengers at Johannesburg O.R. Tambo Airport around 03 local time today. There were men, women and children of all ages. A smaller group of people also arrived in a police van and were kept apart from the majority of passengers and watched over by police.